Good morning, afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this 25th episode of Raw Talks podcast, live here from the farm today from Team Yellow. If you're watching on YouTube, we all ended up wearing yellow. And yeah, it's Mark, Simba, and I here today. Hey, guys.
Hello, hello.
Good day, good morning, whatever you are.
Yeah, and so we've been having a bunch of interesting people here on the podcast lately, and today it's time for the three of us to actually sit down together and talk a little bit. And yeah, all the different variations of guests and topics and everything. So we have a wide range of tools and teachers and methods and philosophies that we study. We continuously upgrade ourselves, and people ask us, like, what's your process? What's your philosophy? What's your methods? What is it that you're doing? And that question usually comes from a point of when they see people that have worked with us over time, and they check in on them after a while, and they see massive amount of progress. And then so it's usually other healers that asks us, like, what is it that you do really? So we thought that we would. So we've been upgrading a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's been a while since we talked about this. So today we just sit down and have a casual discussion, the three of us, and see what is it that we do and how can people work with us. So I will ask you a question, Simba, and the first. So everything we do is coming out of the lifestyle that me and Simba chose to commit to a bunch of years ago. And what would you say the intention with this lifestyle and the so the center is our lifestyle, basically. What would you say is the intention, Simba?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I feel the intention is really evident in the name, living with the spirit. But the interpretation is different for each and every client that comes to us, depending on where you're coming from, your belief system, and what terminology you use to explain your way forward. But it's really about finding that deep essence in you, the inner spirit, the inner voice, the gut feeling, the inner guide. Whatever you call it, right? To find yourself at the core and to have that navigate your life moving forward, have that guiding you in taking decisions in what you do, what you don't do, like instead of the way that society is built today, that everything is external. If I'm looking for an answer to a question, I will be asking someone that's an expert in the area. I don't really go into and realize I am my own expert because I've been with myself for this many years. So for me, the essence is really that, to come back into yourself, to ground your nervous system and befriend yourself on a very deep level so that you can feel more empowered and more in tune with yourself, and you know what's your opinions. Not remnants of conditions or traumas or belief system, but that you're actually coming from within when you're making decisions, and that you are in power of your own health, your own life, and faith, essentially, your own story moving forward as much as we can, of course.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, we are very aligned, you and I. So for me, it's about, yeah, really finding my true self, like behind everything that is taught or imprinted or experienced, like to really see who I am underneath of that. But for me, I also had a very strong intention of healing myself, healing my body, healing my emotional, healing my nervous system, because I wasn't doing well at all when we came here. So for me, it's about activating all the body's self-healing mechanisms and allow all of it to fall off. I am deeply committed to my own process with allowing any kind of fear, any kind of trauma, any kind of imprint, any kind of limiting belief system, any physical, like, I want my body to be strong, healthy, vital, so that I have energy, creativity, just unlimited resources to live my purpose. And currently my purpose is to heal myself and teach others how to heal themselves and to teach others teach others how to heal themselves and teach other to teach others. So we want to spread the word. And you, Mark, you came, I mean, me and Simba, we've been on this road for many years together, but you joined us day two when we moved to the farm. And before that, we had been working together for more than a year. So it's many years now that we've been together. Yeah. You have fully committed to the lifestyle that we live. So from a little bit more outside perspective, but maybe not much more anymore. But what would you say is the intention, and what was it that made you decide to, I'm going to live here?
Well, I think probably the biggest factor that made me really want to work with you guys was you kept speaking very highly about self-healing tools. And almost every other modality and every other form of therapy these other modalities, basically, it's always a realization that that there's an external tool that you have to rely on. And so I was very interested in, you know, like, how can I be guided to heal myself? And so you guys spoke about TRE and detoxification and all of these things that, you basically activate self-healing mechanisms inside the body. So that was really interesting to me because, I've always kind of been a little bit of a rebel and, you know, a little bit like against authorities of different kinds. So it was, I was sometimes like not really trusting therapists and other providers, but I was desperate for help because I had gone through a lot of trauma and I was very ready to receive help. So I was really excited to learn about the self-healing mechanisms. And then, like you said, Sarah, like the aspect that we do now of teaching others so that they can teach has been a huge benefit for me because I've been able to heal. And now I'm part of that community that helps to teach other people so that they can heal themselves and teach other people. So it's kind of like this. It just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah. So when we ask, so who comes and work with us, would you say? Well, we have such, because we can heal so many things, and people ask us like, okay, who's your dream client and what's your core offer, and we go like, oh, it's very difficult, because when you activate the self-healing mechanisms, you know, all of it heals. It doesn't really matter if you have a sore foot or a rash or, you know, or emotional stuff, because it's all the same principles. So maybe we talk a little bit about that and clear out that confusion, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'll go first. I know Simba will have a lot more to add to this. But I mean, for me personally, I was already on a healing journey and a spiritual journey, having gone through addiction and rehab centers and AA and all of these other programs. I was on a clear path, and I knew that I wanted to change, and I knew that I wanted support, and I had already kind of done some groundwork. So I would say that you know, from my perspective, laid a solid foundation for me to dive into the self-healing mechanisms. So I would say that the best results that we have with customers here and potential customers in the future are people who've already kind of started that journey in some way or another, and they already have a base level foundation, and they're looking to take that next step to go deeper, or maybe to have a guided experience so that there are a support network and system around them so that they feel safe, supported, and have a nice place and you know, people like us to guide them through their healing process. So I think that's at least one thing I can think of off the top of my mind. I'm sure you guys have other thoughts.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. That's a very good introduction. I'd say the main thing when I look at it is we work with people and not conditions.
Yeah.
Or not aspects, not challenges, not problems. People say, oh, what kind of problems? And I say, well, it's not so much what we work with, it's who we work with. And I think you really highlighted it very well, that people that come are usually very motivated and they already started a journey, right? And I think a lot of people have done exactly what you said, Mark. They've gone very deep into different modalities, but they don't really know how to bridge all of it together, how to create a lifestyle with different modalities. They try the tool, and that tool, for better or for worse, maybe came off as you just do this modality and all your problems will heal, right? And, you know, that's... everyone feels accelerated after training, so that's natural to feel like that. But I think a lot of people have tried a lot of different ways, but they haven't really found a holistic way of working with a lot of different areas. And definitely, I would say the nervous system is one of the main things that we work with that I see a lot of people have not really worked with, the autonomic nervous system. And that can be anyone. It has been a lot more oriented towards females. So we get a lot more female clients than male clients. Not that we don't work with men, but I would say it's more females, 35, maybe 40 and up, around there. And usually people that have, you know, done well in their life, in whatever that means, in the career or family or with their goals, but they're not really feeling fulfilled. You know, there's something missing. I have done everything that I should be doing, but I still don't feel good. What's going on? There must be more to life. There's something that's missing. There's something I don't feel complete with. And I'm doing the right things, but I'm not feeling the result I'm looking for. And that's kind of the theme I keep on seeing a lot of the times, that, you know, no one comes in and is clueless. That's not what I would say. You know, people come in and they have an idea. They've tried a lot of things, but they just cannot make it work. Whatever they do, they try this, they try that, they just cannot get it to work for them. And then they usually wind up at our place in one way or another, or wind up working with us. And that's usually the people I see that come to our center or even work with our mentorship programs or join the TRE program or anything that we do.
Yeah, that's what I see too, that people are also, they're interested in learning. That's also why we are attracting people who are interested in, like, okay, I want to learn about myself. And in some shape or form, they usually have they already help others, or they have a desire to change their lives to start to help others. So they want to learn, how does the body work? How does this work? Like, how does my trauma, how does that have anything to do with my financial situation? Like, come on, teach me, you know. It's like, how are these things connected? Why is the nervous system included involved with every single thing? Like, they want to, like, find the dots and learn. So it's like, I would say that people come to us to learn about themselves, to learn about the body, to learn, like, the physical, emotional, and spiritual. How is it tied together, and how can I put the puzzle together, like the puzzle of my life together, and have a short, like an intense period of time. Like, now I'm talking about the retreats, like the more intense period of time to get a boost, or to work through a specific problem, or to shift something in the life, something that is like something that needs to wiggle out a little bit. And now, since we started to build the academy as well, because the goal is to, or our intention is to build healers or teachers, people love the work and the process and the method. Like, oh, I want to learn this. So now we are in the process of putting together the academy, so more people can come through us and we can help more people. It's too slow the way that we, if everyone's going to go through us, it's going to be too slow. But what about the philosophies? Where we it's like people also ask us, what philosophies are you using? What is your main philosophy? And usually we say, well, we study so much and we bring in what works and we go to many different philosophies. Simba, why don't you share a little bit about that?
I think there is many ways to describe it. I mean, naturally we are in Thailand, in north of Thailand. So Buddhism is definitely an influencer for what we do, not in a religious way that we practice it, but more the sense of being of service to others and silencing your mind, finding inner peace by being very present, not rushing in the future or reminiscing about the past, practicing gratitude. It's a big thing. And a lot of the practices are also very intentional. You know, when we do the classes, we have a little intention house that people come and light some incenses to really focus on what you want, because a lot of times you focus on what you don't want, you know, to be very intentional in your practice and actually focus on where am I going, right? Like knowing where you're going and how am I feeding into that and not feeding into what I don't want to do. And I'll say the nervous system is definitely a big part from the polyvagal theory of it's very hard to make a change if your body is in a survival mode, right? So having that philosophy is also a big influencer on how to explain where we're at and why we might have certain patterns, behaviors, or habits, especially ones that we can't explain sometimes. Why am I reacting? Why am I feeling some trigger about this? Then the nervous system really plays in as a big foundation for that. And then I think it's not so much in terms of philosophy. I practice martial arts for the better part of my life. I don't, for many reasons, currently. But that's really what I learned from martial arts. You know, you take what works and what's useful and that does good for you and for others, and what's not useful, what you don't resonate with, or it doesn't drive you forward, you don't have to pass that forward just because you practice it. And that's kind of how I'm looking at this as well. So it's not simply just this philosophy and this philosophy. It's like you said, Sarah, we studied so many, you know, I studied years of body work, massage therapy, and I think it's evolving, right? I would say probably we're more designing our own philosophy than what philosophy are you guys, you know, what philosophy you guys have. Well, we're kind of creating an own culture and philosophy that has a lot of roots in a lot of different philosophies, but I wouldn't say that this is what we follow and you go in and read about this and then you understand what we do, because that's not really that simple. So I hope I simplified it a little bit.
To be honest, that's, no.
I kind of felt that.
Well, the last thing you said, Simba, to simplify it.
Yeah.
And I actually think that's what we're the best at. And if you look at the thousands of hours that each of us have committed to our own practice, to our own research, and to our own understanding, what we do is we boil all that down into a very simple and digestible method that anyone can understand. We make it practical, we make it useful, and we make it repeatable so that it's attainable. And I think that there's something really special about that, because you know, you can read a 500-page book, and that might take you a very long time to understand and digest all of that. But we can take that information, bring it down to its most root form, share that with people so that they can experience it, and then they know what it feels like in their body. They can repeat it, they can share it with others.
Yeah.
So, and the nervous system aspect, I think that's the most important part, is making sure that we teach people the simplicity of the nervous system.
I would say that none of the things that we are doing is invented by us. I mean, the studies about the nervous system, this is just everything that we teach is already existing, has already existed in thousands and thousands of years. I mean, the philosophies that we touch upon and that we use is like traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, all the Vedic scriptures, Western science, like nervous system. I mean, no one is disagreeing in how the nervous system works. We do yoga and detoxification. I mean, but the detoxification might be a simple, like a way that we have been taught by a specific teacher, but the fasting and the self-healing, that comes from thousands and thousands of years from, and is existing in all religions and all philosophies. So it's like, it's not about we inventing anything. It's like we dive so deep into figuring out how to heal ourselves on all levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. And to do that we realize we need to treat the body as a whole, but it has different layers, and we just learn more and more and more from all these philosophies, all these methods, and all the methods that we use, we have tried on ourselves, and we've tried all of it. And the ones that have had a revolutionary effect on our own healing, we decided to become teachers in. And when we started to learn about the nervous system, we realized that that's the key point that ties all of these things together. And that's why Simba decided to not only be the teacher, but to become the teacher. So you are now the teacher trainer of the TRE, which is the modality and the teaching that best describes and teaches the autonomic nervous system, and also heals the person in the same time. It's so multifaceted. So that's why the nervous system is the core, but that's also why we have so many modalities, because it all works in different ways and we tie it together. And I really like what you said there, Mark, that we simplify it. We make it easy for people to understand. And we're also drawn to the solutions that have super powerful effects with not much, you know, it's like you don't have to work on things for months and months and months before you feel the effects. And we are boiling down everything into our way of working with it. So the philosophies are super old and ancient, and the teachings of how to activate all the body's self-healing mechanisms are also readily available for everyone out there, but we are immersed in it and we create this. If you watch on you, if the video, I'm making a big bubble, because we're creating this space where everything is focused on the healing. So we I would say that we boil everything down and we kind of maximize the healing. Yeah. And we make it tangible for people to understand what's really going on. And then we also give them like unwavering support. We are there along the way because we've done it ourselves, and we know that it might not be super easy, but it's so worth it. And the goal is for people to feel well, happy, energized, abundant, you know, have powerful relationships, know their purpose, and just enjoy life, because it is possible.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. It's boiling down everything to a very practical essence. And the theory is very important, but if you don't know what to do with it, then it's just intellectual knowledge and it won't really move you forward. no toe stepped on, but I've done that myself for years. I had like a lot of knowledge about things, but putting it into practice, into a lifestyle and living it is what really makes the results and allows you to move forward. And like you said, you know, it's nothing is newly invented here. It's how you use it and how you implement it. And I do agree, theory is definitely a base. And I think the main thing about theory for me is really that it's so functional. You know, it's like all the other modalities, you know, theory, breathwork is very functional. You don't have to believe a word what I'm saying, come to a practice and you're like, whoa, it actually works. I feel a difference, right? So it's nothing to it in terms of mental preparation other than come and experience it and you'll feel a difference. And yeah, I think that's a very straightforward approach, and it's very hard not to get a result if you actually have a lot of tools and a philosophy that's based around that. And then of course, you know, what result is up to each and every one, right? And I know that's a little bit of another topic, but yeah, I would really say that the practicality is you do something practically and not just once, or, oh, I like this tool, I used it for a month. How do you implement it into your lifestyle so you can have it and move forward and feel better? How do you make it into a practice, not a diet, or I'm going to lose 10 kilos for the summer to look good? How do I implement it into my everyday life so I can move forward? And how do I renew it so I don't get bored with it? How do I change it? Yeah. Just like you would change clothes in different seasons. When do I change? What do I change to? And I would definitely say that's part of our strength, to guide people to move forward in the long term, because we don't work with people only for 1, 2, 3 weeks. We work with people for years.
Yeah, those are the ones that get the best results, that really understand that, okay, I kind of need to change the gear of my life into something better, or something more wholesome, or something more healthy. And I understand that the way that I've been living has been mostly going on for many years, and it's not a quick fix. It's just not one thing that it's like you're not looking for this missing piece and then everything is going to fall into place. It's a practice, and it's a lifestyle, and it's a choice. And I think the people that we also work with are people who are open to change the challenge into a benefit. It's like we talked during lunch today, is like the trauma or the events that happen to you, or the situation is the soil where all the beauty is gonna grow from. And especially if you are looking, so that's why I think that we attract a lot of people that want to heal others, because it's through your own experiences that you can guide someone to success by overcoming your own difficulties or challenges or whatever it is that we are, that's happened to us. And that's why I love the saying, I don't know who said it, but that we work with people and not with symptoms, because when it comes to self-healing and energy medicine, the symptom is only a symptom. We need to find the root cause and heal the imbalance. And to heal the imbalance, it's the same for everyone. It just looks a little bit different. We might need to make an individual program or an individual approach, but the body still works the same. And it doesn't matter if you have injuries or depression or I don't know, any health issues or unhappiness or relationships, it still comes from an imbalance in the body that is rooted in a physical, emotional, and spiritual cause. And when we say spiritual, it doesn't have to mean religion. It's more about belief systems and imprints that allows us to, or not allows us to live freely. And that's where it all ties together.
Yeah, and Sarah, like, I like what you just said there about the spiritual aspects. Usually the spiritual aspect is kind of coming after all of the work that we do. So we don't start with the spiritual aspects. We work with the body first, and the organism.
Somatic first, yeah.
And we work with the nervous system. And then people realize through that experience of cleaning that up, getting back in touch with their own bodies, that they realize there's a spark in there, and they get in touch with the spiritual nature of their life. And we don't really guide people to find that. They find it themselves. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things that we have, that we can provide for people, that is indirect. It's just something that manifests through the experiences that we provide and through the modalities that we've chosen to use to work with people, that all of those things together allow you to experience a deeper connection with the self, which makes you experience a deeper connection with the spirit, however you choose to connect to that. And whatever way it may look for you, it could be different. But, you know, for me, I felt like I never really truly came into contact with that essence. And by unwinding my nervous system, calming myself down, connecting to my body, that I noticed that it was there. And I had the opportunity to make a deeper connection with it.
Yeah, no, I like that. I said my intention this morning before meditation, when in the intention house, was I am releasing all the fears and all the imprints that is holding me back as a person in any aspect of my life. And that's the living with the spirit. It's living with my own, like, true to myself, in my own wholesome, like, in my strength, in my boundaries, in my integrity, in my purpose, allowing life, so to speak, and not being hindered by past events or whatever has happened to me. It's all transformable.
Yeah, and definitely. And we talk a lot about abundance. And first, when I started to look at abundance a couple of years ago, it was naturally drawn to money. But when I look at it, abundance is just an overflow, right? And if you have a lifestyle that gives you a lot of vitality, energy, you get an overflow of energy, and you're not biased to the previous spirituality, like Mark was saying. You're more open to explore new ways of doing. So in that sense, when we talk about abundance, it's many different aspects: love, money, friendship, health, emotions, just feeling good in general, mental health. So when I look at abundance, that's something I definitely want to have for myself, so I can give back to others. You know, it's something to accumulate in myself and drive it forward and teach others how they can do that as well, and spread it, because it's a positive creation cycle going upwards. And I believe that's really how we are wired as humans and as empaths, to one to another, help each other and move each other upwards. Because people can say, okay, I understand it conceptual, but just look at someone that's really happy and laughing, right? And try not to laugh. You know, we are so wired to each other. Look to someone that's miserable and super sad and say you don't feel anything. You will feel what other people do. So what you do matters to others. And that's really part of what we want to teach. When you feel better, you will come to a point where probably, you know, you want to be a teacher, because, wow, I really want to give this to everyone around me, because why shouldn't we feel like this? And that doesn't mean we go around and smile all day, right? You know, I have days where I don't smile, but it's about the capacity, right? That you actually coming to the essence of your capacity, and you learn how to work from that place. And when you feel good, when you change yourself, you change others, right? When you heal others, you heal yourself. When you heal yourself, you start to heal others as well. So that's really what I look at when I mention abundance, that we're talked quite a lot about and written quite a lot about. It's really that overflow, right? I'm in a state of overflow, so I can just pass it forward to other people.
Yep. So what is it that we do, like, individually? What would you say? I would say that Simba is the nervous system expert and the trauma healer and the body work wizard.
Well, I usually don't say it myself, but thank you. But
what I mean.
Yeah.
And I would say that Mark is, you're becoming like, you're starting to get very, very connected with the TRE. I feel like that's going to be one of your absolute specialities. And now you're having this intuitive way of work with people and providing them a way forward in their like a practical way forward in their situation. You also work very well with the ego, I would say, and you. So the spiritual sword fighting is for people who are here at the farm. I mean, we can't do that online. No. But you transform that into like this confidence and the ego and also to connect with the different polarities.
Yeah.
And yeah, you have a beautiful way to work with that. And I mean, even though we remove the spiritual sword fighting for the online people, it's still applicable to the work. And yeah. I feel you have a very, very deep understanding of the healing process and navigating people forward.
Thank you. Yeah, the spiritual sword fighting, you know, is just one way to kind of bring about quickly people's tendency to react to a situation.
Yeah.
Because when there's a sword in your hand, the reaction is more immediate. But, you know, I can guide people in any kind of a mentorship or a discussion to bring about their reactions and then to look at those reactions from different standpoints and to realize that sometimes reactions are coming from a nervous system or from a pain or from a trauma or, you know, usually not the thing that you're actually reacting from. Mm-hmm. You know, you're upset because you're running late today. Well, the real reason why you're upset is because that creates a place of unsafety for you. You don't feel safe whenever things aren't on the schedule, whatever. So we can really get into those things without holding swords in our hands. But when we do have swords in our hands, it just makes it a lot more interesting. And it's very concrete.
Yeah.
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 No, that's fine.
You go.
Okay. No, I feel like the sword fighting is, it really creates a container where you can bring about sometimes challenging and uncomfortable experiences in human interactions.
Right.
And since you have this container, you can like pause and like, what happened there? Look at that. Whereas in real life, you don't get that chance. Mm-hmm. Boom, something happens and you're on and you have a reaction and you move on. And it really creates this container where you're like, what was that? And you can look at it without judgment and with someone in real time guiding you. And even the other person that you might have this interaction with that sparked this feeling in you can be there and help you support through that. And that's a very unique opportunity because most people are so busy focused on the self due to stress and how life looks like. So it's a very unique modality where you can go in and in real time look at interactions and stress responses. And everyone is there supporting you, which is very, very rare. I haven't seen that in that essence in many different practices that I've done.
Yeah, and your ability to connect the nervous system to that, then even though you remove the modality, when you interact with people, you can still see that and do that connection. And Yeah,
and the ego balancing aspect of that came from having to confront my own ego. And so the sword fighting used to be a competitive thing for me, which is very ego driven. And so I basically had to step away completely from that aspect. And then, you know, working with you guys and especially Simba allowed me to kind of rebirth the sword fighting into a healing modality. Mm-hmm. And it's been a very beautiful unfolding process to, combine something that used to be very ego driven for me to something that's very healing, transformative, and safe to practice with other people.
Mm. Yeah, and I really like the triangle that you came up with that you teach. You know, it's amazing, you know, like started from a spark and your own personal experience. How can I use something that I used to use in a not destructive way, but maybe limiting way? And how can I use an old tool as something new? How can I use this old knowledge and way of being and not discard it? I don't have to throw away everything that I used to do. I just learn how to do it differently. And that's a very peculiar skill to have to move forward.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say that we help people to find their purpose. And that's why I think people who want to serve others are attracted to us, because through us, we can find what that is and work with that over time and really like to change the narrative to something that is abundant, and how to use that skill to serve others, and what that deep sense of purpose is.
Yeah. What would you say Sarah does, Mark, you that kind of have that interaction and working? I know from my point of view, but I mean, you have a different interaction, so you might be able to explain it differently than I do.
Yeah, I would say that Sarah has this masterful ability to just see right through it all and compassionately help you to see it as well. And depending on the communication in that relationship, it could be very blunt and honest, or it could be very soft and unfolding over time as the person needs it. I specifically ask Sarah to call me out anytime she sees behaviors or anything with me, and we have a very good relationship where I'm not offended, or maybe I am a little bit offended and then we work through it, but it's very open, and there's a certain amount of trust and safety that comes with that level of honesty. And I think that Sarah provides that level of honesty for everyone that she works with, and then works with the person based on their ability to handle that honesty, and then guide them through the process of understanding the emotions and the things that are behind all of our feelings and emotions, and how those sometimes come out, through different interactions with people. And so I think that's a very beautiful gift that you have, Sarah.
Thank you so much. What would you say, Simba?
I would definitely say, continue what I said before, you have the ability to use all of your old skills and experiences in a very unique way, and teach people that you don't have to discard whatever you've been doing, but look at it differently. And you might have been doing something for other reasons that weren't sustainable, helpful for you for years, but that's developed a skill in you that you can now use for what you actually want to do, not because what you don't want to do, like your background in corporate and all the different lives you lived before coming to the farm. You really learn from them, and you really learn how you can navigate people that are in, I don't like to say stuck, but that are in that sphere and don't know how to get out. You can guide them out, just like Mark said, but you can also allow them to take the experiences and the skills that they learn from that lifestyle and put it into something new, right? That starting new doesn't mean I throw away everything I learn. It just means I do the work myself, and then I learn how to use what I already know, right? I'm not just continue with the same approach where if I go to a new place. And I mean, that's basically the journey that you did yourself. Okay, I need to get out of everything. I quit my job. I quit my relationship. I moved to the other part of the world, and just what is it that I'm doing, right? Like I go as remote as I can and figure out who am I and what am I doing? And then from there, starting to teach people again. And I think that's really the essence of it, you know, allowing people to have that honest experience of seeing who they are and starting to choose what to do. And also highlighting the choices they're making that they might not always be willingly surrendering or accepting of, in different ways. But that ultimately, if we don't see what we're doing ourselves, we need a strong mentor, teacher, or group to guide us and in a loving way mirror us so we can notice. Otherwise, you will keep on doing the same thing over and over again and don't really understand what's going on. And Mark said, that can be, that's depending on the interaction, right? That's really energy work. It's not so much, sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's soft. There's a lot of resistance. There needs to be an equal resistance to come through to that point, but it's coming from love and from a wanting of other people to feel better. I know that you can do better for yourself. You're not seeing yourself in your highest image.
Yeah. But that's why, so when we talk about how we work is, I mean, when people come to the retreat, they work with all of us, but they work more maybe with Simba and Mark and less with me, and also in the group and the mentorship, because when people work with me, it's like they have to have worked through some stuff first, because they come to me when they really want to unlock and level up. They know what they want to do. They know where they want to go. They've done initial work, because as you said, yeah, I work a lot with the shadow work. Like, where am I holding myself back? And with people who truly want to be mirrored, like, show me where I'm holding myself back, because I'm ready to get out of here. And that's basically what I did for myself. I was so ready to get out of the situation where I was. And I was just literally, I was dying for someone to show me what do I need to do. And then I found someone that I trusted 100%, and I just followed. I wanted to be that mirrored. And that is something that is my skill, like the deep mirroring, but also with like this life detoxification, like detox physical, emotional, and spiritually, like how to connect that and just allow things to fall off. So it's like you can rise from within as a new person. And yeah, there's a lot of energy work in that and a lot of spiritual work in that, but also like very manual detoxification on a life aspect, and also connecting a little bit to purpose. And yeah, but I think for the inner work, that's mainly what I do. And then for the healers that want to become, yeah, they want to transform their lives, I also add the business aspect of it, and how to kind of relaunch yourself as a new person, how to get that out there, all the business aspects of it. So I really find that we are a great combination together. I really love like having the masculine on one side of, you know, it's very powerful. And I'm also experiencing the women that are coming through, feeling very protected and held by the masculine. And that the masculine allows me to be the visionary of the company, and the captain of the ship, together with the two of you. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I was just thinking, like, heal your life with Mark and Simba, level up your life with Sarah. Be kind of like a tagline, you know, like it's the experience that people would expect to have if they work with us.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so that's a little bit about how we work and how to work with us. We made it. We're trying to make it simple. Come to the farm if you want to do the deep work, if you want to learn deeply, if you want to just fully immerse yourself in, like, roll around in all the modalities and all the things, and just learn and enjoy or if there's something specific that is holding you back that you need to hone in on, and how to get all the tools and the strategies for your own healing work, like the next months to come. And yeah, I mean, the farm is the farm. It's just magical here. So it's a very particular experience. But then for those who cannot come here or want to do the work, but in their own life, in their current situation, which is also it's very different, I would say. People are having enormous results with our online container, which is a 3-level program. There's a group container where all the work that we're doing, no matter where you are, it's a combination of education, somatic work, and practical implementation and integration. It's all of it. It's the embodiment and the theoretical. It's both of it. And we have created an online experience that is as powerful as the as coming to the farm, but it has a it's a different experience because we implement things in your current lifestyle. And there's a group container, and then there's on top of that you can so the group container is many many classes of different somatic work, group coaching, all kinds of support. There's a lot of sessions in that group session. And then you can add the mentorship on top with the private sessions. And then you can add me on top as the healing group, heal with Mark and Simba, heal yourself, and then level up with me. But that's only for the group, and the mentorship can hold a bunch of people, but I only work with one or two people at a time. And that's a more in-depth. But then you get access to everyone else at the same time. What would you like to say about the group program, Simba?
It's bringing the farm online, I would say. You know, you can't really get here and feel the animal and all that, but you can still feel like you're in an equal-minded community. And that's kind of where here in the beginning of everyone's journey when they come here, it's like, oh, I love this, everything's good, I know it's so good, but my girlfriend, my boyfriend doesn't like it, or my family doesn't like it, and I feel like I'm the only one doing this and people don't understand. And then when they come into the group setting, they realize, wow, there's a lot of people actually doing it, but I might not be in those communities as much as I would like to yet. It kind of gives them idea that they're equal-minded people. And I think we were colored by the perception of where we're in, the environment we're in, that, oh, everyone is doing this. No, everyone where you live in this little clique of the world is doing this. That doesn't mean the whole world is doing it. So I think it gives a lot of perspective to people and helps each other, right? Like you, someone shares something that might be challenging for them, and the next person has a similar experience, and just by them sharing that, you give someone else permission to vocalize it, open to be vulnerable and be seen and be heard and not judged and supported. So I think people are helping each other without necessarily engaging too much in with each other in the container. But just by showing up and being there, you're allowing other people to see that, you know, people are interested in doing this work, and they actually make an effort to do so and put aside time and energy and invest into it in their own health, in their own journey.
What would you say about the mentorship now that we have had that launched for a while? What I'm seeing is amazing results with people. They are absolutely shifting their lives.
It gives it gives them enough time, I would say, right? Yeah. Like, it's great. The retreat is wonderful when you come here, and people can stay different amounts of times, but not everyone can come and stay for a longer period of time. And the mentorship program really gives people time, the container to grow within, and the empowerment from us riding back and forth. And you can, I hear every voice message, someone is like, whoop, what, why am I doing this? Why am I doing more? Just like Mark said, you know, you ground your nervous system, you find back to yourself, and the realizations just keep on coming. And they get enough time to do that with the mentorship programs, right? That is, there's a couple of months that we do it, and also that we have integration every month. It's not just that you work with us for a couple of months and then bye-bye. No. Every month there is an integration week or two. And that allows people to not only rely on us for their own grounding, that actually get to practice the grounding on themselves. So when the time comes for the program to end, they actually know what to do on their own and what they might need help with to move forward. So I think it really prepares people in a realistic way for how do I implement these changes in my life, and not just as a fad or something that I did and like temporary.
Yeah. I mean, both the, so the group program is a generic, I mean, it's a different classes and sessions, and it's group, but it's still, I mean, you have the ability to ask for individual questions and feedback and so on. But the retreat, I mean, we also have the group classes and stuff, but that's 100% also individually created. So we personalize all the programs and all the private sessions and the intention and the diet and the detox and all of it. So it's designed for you to propel forward towards whatever it is that you want to join for. And the same thing with the mentorship program, but it's made like online and over a period of time, longer period of time. So the retreat is 3 weeks to 3 months. And the mentorship program is 5 months. It used to be six, but now it's going to be five or six months. We haven't decided yet. And then it's 100% individually based. So it's all about you, and it's all about whatever it is that you need to transform. And as you have all the somatic work in the group container available, people start to shift their nervous systems and shift their chemistry in the body, so that transformation and the work in the coaching sessions can really take place and shift. So that's amazing to see. And we will be sharing testimonials from the different containers, so people can start to really understand what kind of transformations that can be done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. So if you have any questions about anything that we do, if you want to talk to us, you want to have some guidance, you want to have a personal consultation, just reach out to us. When you DM us, there's no strings attached. There's always the three of us. It's any of the three of us replying. You can have a free consultation without any strings attached to see if we're a good fit. That's always available. There you can read more about all our offers at our website, livingwiththespirit.com. And yeah, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We share tons of what we do all the time, tools and tips and tricks and teachings and all kinds of it. So just follow. And if you want to see more behind the scenes, more about the farm, you can join our Instagram account, Living with the Spirit. And you can also join our spirit community group on Facebook called the Living with the Spirit Community. yeah. Or add us as friends on Facebook and see our videos and lives in our stream. Or follow us on LinkedIn. I would actually ask you to follow us on LinkedIn, because we need 150 followers on LinkedIn to do lives there. So this is a public request. Please follow our company page on LinkedIn. We would truly appreciate that, because, yeah, LinkedIn is not maybe our prime, but it could be.
Never know.
Yeah. Now I got that out there. That felt good.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys. Team Yellow.
Yeah.
Friday. Have a good weekend. Lots of love. Ciao.
Ciao.
See you later.
Ciao.